Cormac McCarthy is generally thought to be one of the greatest living American writers. This time last year, it was an adaptation of one of his novels, No Country for Old Men, that won Best Film at the Oscars. Well, another of his books, The Road, a rather gloomy affair, is being turned into a film, and there's already talk of it being a contender for an Oscar next year. The Road is a pretty dark and harrowing story about a man and a boy who are struggling to survive in a futuristic America after some kind of disaster. We're not quite sure what. From Los Angeles, our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones reports.
A father and son walk slowly through a barren and blasted landscape, trying to find safety in a terrifying world. They hide from gangs who eat human flesh to survive. They never see the sun.
Night's dark beyond darkness. And the days more grey, each one, than one had gone before. Like the onset of some cold glaucoma dimming away the world.
It's an uncompromising vision of a post-apocalyptic America.
Then they set out along the blacktop in the gunmetal light, shuffling through the ash, each the other's world entire.
The book was published to great acclaim 3 years ago, winning the Pulitzer Prize for fiction.
I think it is a masterpiece.
John Banville, the Man Booker Prize-winning novelist, is one of The Road's many fans.
The Road is very simple, very straightforward. And it reads like a parable. It reads like one of the books of the Bible. It was written in a time of great optimism. We were rich. We were having fun. It was an endless party in America, in Europe as well. And I think people knew in their hearts that this party couldn't go on forever, that that awful ashen dawn would arrive. And Cormac was one of the voices crying out to us, beware, beware, things are going to get bad.
The Road's been a commercial success too, selling millions after being featured on Oprah Winfrey's famous television book club in the States. Cormac McCarthy has always been fiercely private, giving few interviews, but he agreed to talk to Oprah about his work.
Some writers have said in print that they hated writing, it was just a chore and a burden. I certainly don't feel that way about it. Sometimes it's difficult. You know, you always have this image of the perfect thing, which you can never achieve, but which you never stop trying to achieve.
Now the novel is being turned into a film, and the man entrusted with the adaptation is British, the writer Joe Penhall.
Once we got started, I was daunted because he's a heavyweight and because I wanted to be faithful to a great writer, you know, because I knew that one day I'd have to look him in the eye and say, this is what I did with your thing. And one day I did have to look him in the eye and show him the film, and so I'm glad I was faithful.
What did he like about the film, and what wasn't he so keen on?
He thought it was very powerful, and he thought it was exceptionally original. He'd never seen a film like that. And what he didn't like were tiny little niggly things. There was the odd line that I had changed to make it less literary and more obvious. And he had quite writerly niggles about some little things which were perfectly expected. But his attitude is very uncompromising. His attitude is you shouldn't compromise at all. So he doesn't feel any need to sort of pull his punches. And everybody on the film was like that.
The film has attracted some big names, including Nick Cave, who's composed the soundtrack. This is the first time a note of it has been heard in public. Is finished, but if it's seen as a potential Oscar contender next year, its release could be delayed until the award season gets underway in the autumn. The Road's journey from page to screen isn't over yet.
That was Rebecca Jones reporting.